Hey everyone, and welcome to the Ask Reaching Your Heights Show, episode 6. And in this episode, we talk about how to keep your upper body still on stage.
My name is Lauren Early, and I am a former 6-time World Irish Dance Champion who is now devoted to helping every dancer achieve big dreams of their own. On each episode, we will bring you the best questions to help you discover and unlock your full potential, so that you can benefit in every possible way. Thank you for watching, and I hope you enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Ask Reaching the Heights Show. I hope you all enjoyed last week's episode all about the core, and I hope that you're all implementing everything that you learned from that episode into your training. As you can see, we have a mic because the show is now going to be available on podcast. So we're trying to basically put out as much content as we can across all platforms, so that for those of you who don't have time to watch the show or who don't want to watch me, you can also then listen to us via podcast, which will be across all the audio platforms also. And these shows will also be available in blog format too. So if you prefer to read or listen or watch, then you will have all those options from now on. So yesterday we put out a fantastic, basically a fantastic opportunity for one lucky student who we're really looking to find an intern who would want to intern with Reaching New Heights. We got a lot of really good projects coming up, and this opportunity would be a fantastic chance for a student who's just coming out of college to really gain the necessary work experience and to develop a project that they can then go on and show in their future jobs. So really the project is going to be around videography, film producing, video editing, media, and so all those types of skills are required. And we have basically holding it open for a week, and then we'll discuss potential offers with people. So the idea is basically come to London, work with Reaching New Heights and Shadow Lauren for a few months, and basically do a lot of filming and put together a project, and then you can then use that project as your experience, and you will be featured on the show as well. So it's a really exciting opportunity that we have coming up. If you are interested in a plan for that role, all you have to do is just contact Lauren on any social media platform, and we can send you more details about that. So really, really busy, guys. Lots and lots coming up. We've had a really good question come through, which kind of ties in with last week's episode, which we're talking about the core, and we briefly mentioned upper body. Now, this week's question is going to be from Claire. And the question is, my upper body keeps moving in class and on stage, and I keep losing marks for this. How do I stop it from moving? So basically, the one thing you got to understand about upper body or Irish dancing in general actually is that it's a full body sport. Now I'd done a video on Lauren's Facebook about this a while ago, and I was just basically walking down the street and I had a few ideas that I wanted to share with people. Some of you may have heard me talking about upper body before, probably not in the detail that we'll go through today, and some of you may not have. But basically the idea behind upper body, every sport is generally a full body sport. Even though certain muscle groups are going to be moving. So for example, you may look at Irish dance and you may presume it's a lower body sport. It's a lower body dominant sport in the sense that the lower body is producing the most movements, but the body cannot move in just one area if you're moving the entire body across the stage. So it's a full body sport because the upper body has to do something while the lower body is doing what it's required to do, okay? Now, if you look at the requirements for a dancer, your requirements on stage are to keep your upper body still, okay? But still does not mean effortless, okay? It doesn't mean that you completely forget about the upper body. Just because it's not required in the movement, so for example, if you look at hockey or something like that, you're required to move the upper body. What you're required to do is keep it still, which still requires the upper body to work, okay? Because if it doesn't work, it's just going to be thrown around. If you move your legs very sharp and very powerful and your upper body essentially does nothing, your upper body is going to be thrown around. So how I like to describe dancers whose upper body move on stage is basically they're being thrown around. They have a force in the lower body and their upper body's not controlling it and they're being thrown around the stage. So it doesn't look controlled, and therefore that's why you're getting marked down, okay? So you got to be in control of every single movement. And so you must understand that Ari Stanton is a full body sport. And when you start adapting that mindset that it's a full body sport and that your upper body has to help the lower body and vice versa, you'll start to see things a lot differently. Now, you have to understand how the body is connected, first of all. So just like in the core discussion in the last episode, we strip everything right back. And essentially, that's what we have to do with this too, is that if you strip it right back to where you're not doing something at full speed, i.e. you come right back to walking, okay? If you walk, just simply walk up the street and you notice what's happening with the body at that time. Every step you take with the left foot, the right arm will move forward. And every step you take with the right foot, the left arm will move forward. And essentially what's happening here, guys, is that you're basically counteracting everything. So the body is all connected and wired up in opposites, okay? So your core, like we discussed last week, the role of the core is basically to prevent movement, not create it, okay? So we essentially want to walk down the street in a straight line. And your core has to stay completely solid and straight without the hips turning and the shoulders twisting. So in order for your body to do that, your left foot will go forward and your right arm will go forward. You've basically counteracted your step, which allows you to keep walking forward and nothing's changing, okay? So there's no shifting in the hips, there's no shifting in the shoulders, and it allows you to walk in a straight line. So essentially, that's how your body's designed. Now, dancing then was basically the speed up version of walking, in the sense that you're requiring your legs to do a movement, and your arms want to do exactly the same thing as what it does at a more basic level, okay? But your sport doesn't allow that. And so Ari Stanton kind of goes against how the human body is designed to be, because it's designed to move as one, okay? So the limbs are designed to move while the core stabilizes that movement. Now, you're required to keep your upper body still on stage. So if you think back to what I just said about counteracting movements, okay? If you have a look at, and the example I gave in the previous video, and one what we always talk about in workshops, and in fact, something that all the academy dancers will be going through probably in week 13, I think, is when we start to look at the upper body and how do we control this movement. And one of the things we do is just get dancers to walk, then turn the walk into a run, turn the run into a dance, and try to counteract it from the basic level up. Because if you look at a footballer, when a footballer goes to kick a ball, if he was not able to counteract the power coming from the left leg, if he kicks the ball with the left foot, if he's not able to counteract the power coming from the left leg with the opposite side of his body, he would simply spin. So, but he doesn't, right? And exactly the same applies to a boxer. If you look at a boxer throwing a punch, he's going to throw a punch with his left arm. If he isn't able to counteract the power from the punch coming from the left arm with the opposite side of the body, he would spin. And so there's counteracting happening all the time. And so as a dancer, generally the problem with you guys is that your lower bodies are so powerful, so they're producing a tremendous amount of power than what the upper body can basically control. And this results in a twist, your arms moving, your shoulders rocking, your neck jerking forward, because you have to counteract that movement, otherwise you're going to lose the position or fall. So essentially, those that are counteracting the movements, it's a good thing, because if you didn't do this, you wouldn't be able to hold the position that you want to be in. Now, even though it's not perfect, it allows you to continue on to your next step or whatever it might be. It's just untidy, but it still allows you to do the movement, right? If your upper body didn't counteract that and you were going off for a high kick, and you, for those that lean forward, if you went off for a high kick and didn't lean forward, you would go right back. It's exactly the same as a footballer kicking a ball or a boxer throwing a punch. Your upper body isn't strong enough. So as your leg comes up, your upper body isn't strong enough to hold that rigid position, and it feels like it's going to come back, so it leans into the movement to counteract the power coming from the lower body. Now, that just is a clear sign of a strength imbalance in the upper body. So of course, last week we discussed how the core also includes your upper back, shoulders, neck, and all the other muscle groups. And so for someone that has an upper body moving, whether it be the arm moving, the shoulders rotating, the neck leaning, whatever it might be, this is a strength imbalance in that the lower body is producing too much power for what the upper body can control, okay? So if you look at then the dancers that don't do this, so if you imagine one of the world champion dancers right now, back when, or even when Lauren was dancing, you have a dancer who their upper body looks flawless, okay? So because it looks flawless, people think it looks effortless. So their upper body is staying completely still on stage and all the movements coming from the lower body. So to you, that looks flawless and it looks effortless, but actually what's happening is their upper body is working extremely hard to stay upright and stay rigid, okay? And a rigid body, one that is able to hold everything tight and brace, is going to be able to counteract all the movements coming from the legs. Now, a body that's not rigid, it's not stable and not switched on, is not going to be able to counteract it. And so the arms will move in relation to the legs to hold you in an upright position. So the best way that you can aim to fix any of these movements is, first of all, you got to look at all of your stabilizing movements and everything we spoke about in the core last week. And also a good point to add is that when you guys are watching other dancers or when you're on stage, someone that looks flawless, they have a dress on. So it looks effortless and flawless over the dress. But if you actually watch a dancer when they're in class or under the dress, their upper body is rock solid, okay? And so a really good thing that we normally do in our workshops is we'll get someone to, first of all, we'll just have them stand on two legs or lunge down. Then we'll bring it into a one leg movement, or we'll even just have them walk across the front of the hotel seminar room, whatever it might be. And I'm just going to give them a nudge. And the second I give them a nudge, and normally people are like, why is he pushing a 9-year-old girl? But the second I give them a nudge, their upper body is just completely floppy. Now I'll tell them to do it again. So they'll turn around, they'll come back. And this time they're anticipating that I'm going to nudge them. So I'll push. And it's a little bit more switched on. It's a little bit harder. They'll go again. And suddenly they'll be like a wall. Because they're anticipating that I'm going to create a force. And they brace up tight. Okay? And so all it essentially is getting your upper body to brace tight instead of just being relaxed and switched off, okay? So there's lots of different drills that you can do that really teach people how to engage the upper body. And for beginner dancers, it's a very good idea where we can just get kids standing on one leg and just pushing little taps onto each dancer. And we're teaching them is to brace and stand completely still, upright, and brace everything tight and on one leg, okay? You imagine if someone's going to come and tackle you, okay? So if a rugby player, you're playing rugby, someone's coming to tackle you, you will learn to brace up very, very tight and your arms will be rock solid. But essentially, because you don't know where that force is coming from, you just relax the upper body and you're so focused on your lower body movements, which is why I say the quicker you understand that it's a full body sport, the more you can understand how to operate and counteract with the upper body. And that's essentially what the best dancers in the world are doing. It's just rhythm. They're counteracting every step with the upper body and everything stays steady. So how do we fix this? There's a few ways we can go about it. But again, we always like to strip things back right to day one, week one. The best thing you can always do is schedule times of the year where you're strengthening the upper body, because it's just a simple imbalance. Your lower body's getting so much work, so much power. The upper body's not really doing anything. So step number one is always going to be strengthen the upper body. How do we do that? We're going to have a look at two different ways. So of course we have all your strength, core strength that we discussed in the last episode. And essentially what we're looking at in that aspect is just stability. So we would be looking at adding in movements that are basically holds. Remember, the role of the core is to prevent movement, not create it. So we want to prevent any movement in the torso, which includes the upper back, shoulder blades, and arms and so on for a dancer. So for you guys, anything like a press up plank hold, a plank hold, 3-point plank, side plank, anything where you're requiring your upper body to stay completely still, possibly while you remove one leg or you move around, is going to keep your upper body in a brace position, okay? That's from a stability perspective, which is always going to be rule number one. You can't get strong unless you're stable. It just cannot really happen. So we get you stable first. When you understand how to do all those movements and you can hold and brace everything tight, and if I was to push you, it would be like pushing a wall. Everything is compact. Then we move on to add actual build, develop strength. And that strength is really to purr and bridge the gap between the strength of the lower body and the strength of the upper body. So we're stable. We've got that solid foundation, and now we build the strength. And what we're really looking at there is lots of movements on the upper back, okay? So seated row movements, any pull-up movements, movements that are going to help retract the shoulder blades, strengthen the upper back, and engage all those muscle groups that aren't ever used in a dancer. Remember, you guys never really gonna have a requirement to engage your upper back. So that's something that you must force because it's not gonna happen in dancing or through dancing. So like I said, lots of pull-up movements, lots of seated row movements, and anything that's really gonna stabilize and retract those shoulder blades. And that's gonna help teach you to understand how to brace properly. For anybody that's doing any planking or any of the core exercises in class, while someone's doing the stabilizing movement, you can have someone else just pushing little taps into the hips and trying to create movement. Remember, the role of the core, as it says, to prevent the movement. So if someone's adding an extra force, little movements trying to push that person, they're able to counteract and brace against it, okay? And that can just be like extra power, which is similar to what the legs are gonna create. So these things can be fixed very easily. They won't be fixed fast, but they can be fixed very easily. They just require you to understand what you're trying to do. And just like in last week's episode where we discussed the core movements such as the plank and so on, a lot of people don't understand what they're actually trying to achieve out of these exercises. So they know the exercise is good. They know the exercise is beneficial. But how do we actually tailor it towards an Aries dancer is where the majority of people will go wrong. So we'll do planks because we know they're good, but are we doing them specifically how we need to do them in terms of a dancer? Creating a lot of force, bridging and bracing as tight as we can, and getting someone else, a partner, to try and create movement in your body, whether it be in a plank position, standing on one leg, walking, lunging, in a static lunge position, trying to push you over, and get that upper body to work hard. Do that alongside some strengthening work where you're actually starting off maybe using a resistance band, but then progress on to using actual weighted exercises. And that's gonna get your upper body to a place where it's closer to the power that's being produced from the legs. It doesn't have to be equal or match, it just has to be much closer. And when your upper body can tolerate the power from what the lower body's producing, that's when you're gonna be able to have that really solid, rigid upper body on stage, and you're gonna tie in with exactly the same as what the top dancers have. Okay, and so that's pretty much upper body, guys, in a nutshell. Just remember, it's a full body sport. Remember, you're always counteracting the power coming from the lower body into the upper body. Remember to stay strong, understand how to brace tight, understand how to counteract force, and understand that even though something is flawless and still, it doesn't mean it's effortless, and you must be putting in a tremendous amount of effort into the upper body at exactly the same time as the lower body. That completes episode 6. And I hope you've enjoyed the show.